You're listening to the accessibility audio file for the Vatican Questionnaire on the Family, large print pro forma. This Microsoft Word document can be downloaded from www.catholiccurch.org.uk/family-survey/accessibility. Page 1 of 12. The main title: The Third Extraordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops. Introduction. The following series of questions allows the particular churches to participate actively in the preparation of the Extraordinary Synod, whose purpose is to proclaim the Gospel in the context of the pastoral challenges facing the family today. Please use this form if you wish to make a response, or use the online response form at https://www.surveymonkey.com/s/Family Synod 2014. That's Family Synod 2014. Before you begin, please tell us a little about yourself so we can see how wide this consultation has been. You don't have to answer any of these questions, but if we don't know where you live, it will not be possible to direct your response to the right diocese. After each of the following, you will have a space to fill in your answer. Diocese, if known. Place of residence. Place of worship. Marital status. The next section is to categorise your age. There are 9 options from left to right. Please circle the one that applies to you. Age: under 18, 18 to 25, 26 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, 76 to 85, and over 85. In what capacity are you making this response? Again, there are a number of options going from left to right. Please circle all that apply. Pastor. Layperson. Parent. Deacon. Professed religious. And on the next line, left to right, catechist. Teacher. Seminarian. Pastoral assistant. Hospital chaplain. That's the end of page 1. There will be more options to continue this question on page 2. Page 2 of 12. This page continues with further options to answer the last question of page 1, which was, in what capacity are you making this response? The further options from left to right are prison chaplain, military chaplain, member of lay association or movement, and there's an asterisk to this option, and other, which also has an asterisk. If you've circled member of lay association or movement, or other, please give further details in the space provided. If you would like to add your name and contact email, please do so at the end when you have finished making your response. Do not feel you have to, but it will allow us to contact you if we need to clarify your answers. Please use as much space as you would like to respond to the questions. Please return this form by email to elizabeth.davies@cbcew.org.uk. The closing date for responses is the 30th of November 2013. End of page 2. Page 3 of 12. At the end of each question, you will have some space to complete your answer. If once you've completed this, you are going to scan and email, please feel free to use additional pieces of paper where required. Just number the paper carefully. Question 1. The diffusion of the teachings on the family in sacred scripture and the church's magisterium. 1A. Describe how the Catholic Church's teachings on the value of the family contained in the Bible, Gaudium et Spes, Familiaris Consortio, and other documents of the post-conciliar magisterium is understood by people today. What formation is given to our people on the Church's teaching on family life? Question 1B. In those cases where the Church's teaching is known, is it accepted fully, or are there difficulties in putting it into practice? If so, what are they? Question 1C. How widespread is the Church's teaching in pastoral programs at the national, diocesan, and parish levels? What catechesis is done on the family? Question 1D. To what extent, and what aspects in particular, is this teaching actually known, accepted, rejected, and/or criticized in areas outside the church? What are the cultural forces which hinder the full reception of the church's teaching on the family? End of page 3. Page 4 of 12. Question 2. Marriage according to the natural law. 2A. What place does the idea of the natural law have in the cultural areas of society, in institutions, education, academic circles, and among the people at large? What anthropological ideas underlie the discussion on the natural basis of the family? Question 2B. Is the idea of the natural law in the union between a man and a woman commonly accepted as such by the baptized in general? Question 2C. How is the theory and practice of natural law in the union between man and woman challenged in light of the formation of a family? How is it proposed and developed in civil and church institutions? Question 2D. In cases where non-practicing Catholics or declared non-believers request the celebration of marriage, describe how this pastoral challenge is dealt with. End of page 4. Page 5 of 12. Question 3. The pastoral care of the family in evangelization. 3A. What experiences have emerged in recent decades regarding marriage preparation? What efforts are there to stimulate the task of evangelization of the couple and of the family? How can an awareness of the family as the domestic church, in inverted commas, be promoted? Question 3B. How successful have you been in proposing a manner of praying within the family which can withstand life's complexities and today's culture? Question 3C. In the current generational crisis, how have Christian families been able to fulfill their vocation of transmitting the faith? Question 3D. In what way have the local churches and movements on family spirituality been able to create ways of acting which are exemplary? Question 3E. What specific contribution can couples and families make to spreading a credible and holistic idea of the couple and the Christian family today? Question 3F. What pastoral care has the church provided in supporting couples in formation and couples in crisis situations? End of page 5. Page 6 of 12. Question 4. Pastoral care in certain difficult marital situations. 4a. Is cohabitation ad experimentum a pastoral reality in your particular church? Can you approximate a percentage? Question 4b. Do unions which are not recognised either religiously or civilly exist? Are reliable statistics available? Question 4c. Are separated couples and those divorced and remarried a pastoral reality in your particular church? Can you approximate a percentage? How do you deal with this situation in appropriate pastoral programs? Question 4d. In all the above cases, how do the baptized live in this irregular situation? Are they aware of it? Are they simply indifferent? Do they feel marginalized or suffer from the impossibility of receiving the sacraments? Question 4e. What questions do divorced and remarried people pose to the church concerning the sacraments of the Eucharist and of reconciliation? Among those persons who find themselves in these situations, how many ask for these sacraments? Question 4f. Could a simplification of canonical practice in recognising a declaration of nullity of the marriage bond provide a positive contribution to solving the problems of the persons involved? If yes, what form would it take? End of page 6. Page 7 of 12. This page has the final part of question 4, question 4G. Does a ministry exist to attend to these cases? Describe this pastoral ministry. Do such programs exist on the national and diocesan levels? How is God's mercy proclaimed to separated couples and those divorced and remarried, and how does the church put into practice her support for them in their journey of faith? End of page 7. Page 8 of 12. Question 5. On unions of persons of the same sex. 5a. Is there a law in your country recognising civil unions for people of the same sex and equating it in some way to marriage? Question 5b. What is the attitude of the local and particular churches towards both the state as the promoter of civil unions between persons of the same sex and the people involved in this type of union? Question 5c. What pastoral attention can be given to people who have chosen to live in these types of union? Question 5d. In the case of unions of persons of the same sex who have adopted children, what can be done pastorally in light of transmitting the faith? End of page 8. Page 9 of 12. Question 6. The education of children in irregular marriages. 6a. What is the estimated proportion of children and adolescents in these cases as regards children who are born and raised in regularly constituted families? Question 6b. How do parents in these situations approach the church? What do they ask? Do they request the sacraments only, or do they also want catechesis and the general teaching of religion? Question 6c. How do the particular churches attempt to meet the needs of the parents of these children to provide them with a Christian education? Question 6d. What is the sacramental practice in these cases? Preparation, administration of the sacrament, and the accompaniment? End of page 9. Page 10 of 12. Question 7. The openness of the married couple to life. 7A. What knowledge do Christians have today of the teachings of Humanae Vitae on responsible parenthood? Are they aware of how morally to evaluate the different methods of family planning? Could any insights be suggested in this regard, pastorally? Question 7b. Is this moral teaching accepted? What aspects pose the most difficulties in a large majority of couples accepting this teaching? Question 7c. What natural methods are promoted by the particular churches to help spouses put into practice the teachings of Humanae Vitae? Question 7d. What is your experience on this subject in the practice of the sacrament of penance and participation at the Eucharist? Question 7e. What differences are seen in this regard between the Church's teaching and civic education? Question 7f. How can a more open attitude towards having children be fostered? How can an increase in births be promoted? End of page 10. Page 11 of 12. Question 8. The relationship between the family and the person. 8a. Jesus Christ reveals the mystery and vocation of the human person. How can the family be a privileged place for this to happen? Question 8b. What critical situations in the family today can obstruct a person's encounter with Christ? Question 8c. To what extent do the many crises of faith which people can experience affect family life? End of page 11. Page 12 of 12. Final page. Question 9. Other challenges and proposals. What other challenges or proposals related to the topics in the above questions do you consider urgent and useful to treat? And then finally, if you have any further questions to make about this consultation, please do so here. If you would like to leave your name and contact email, please do so. There is now space at the foot of the page for your name and your email address. That concludes the accessibility audio file for the Vatican Questionnaire on the Family, large print, pro forma. If you have any questions, please email Elizabeth Davis on elizabeth.davies@cbcew.org.uk.